Both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only be talking the truth, only be talking the truth, ayy. You know it's Taz and Moose, you know it's Taz and Moose, ayy.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Mike Pete across the way, Bogish, with your updates as we go right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, Taz. We talked about a lot about it last week, leading into it. Opportunity, right, for Colin Kaepernick. Opportunity was present for Colin Kaepernick. 25 teams at the end. We're set to show up at the Falcons practice facility at 3 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday to watch Colin Kaepernick work out and then potentially chat and interview Colin Kaepernick as well. That ended up getting canceled, that one. The NFL issued a statement. He ended up moving the workout to a high school field, what, about 60 minutes outside of Atlanta, or 60 miles, I guess, outside of Atlanta. End up doing that workout around 4 o'clock Eastern time, or at 4 o'clock Eastern time. Did the workout for about 45 minutes, throw into players that he wanted to throw to. Eric Reed, the safety for the Carolina Panthers, was in attendance. Guys are looking to try and get back into the NFL. Former wide receivers in the NFL were in attendance, and a lot of them, some of them caught passes from Kaepernick on that evening, on that high school field, or late afternoon on Saturday. And then he... there were eight teams that were in attendance at that one that decided to, so there was a 17-team drop-off, and then he basically told the guys and the scouts that were in attendance, you know, tell your GMs and coaches not to be scared of signing me, and away we went. And it turned into a absolute cluster, for the NFL, and was clearly, if they were trying to win the PR battle, it was a PR disaster.
Yeah.
Any way you cut it.
Yeah, we were talking the other day, and there was speculation now, is it a publicity stunt by the NFL? It ended up being a publicity stunt by Colin Kaepernick. That's what it was. And I got to tell you, I don't know if you or anybody else thinks that this wasn't predetermined, that this wasn't set by Kaepernick before he got there, as far as moving the field instead of training, doing this at the Falcons practice facility and doing it at this high school that was whatever 60 something miles away, whatever 60 minutes, whatever the hell it was. Dude, you can't just go and take your buddies and take press and media and all this and just go to some high school or college field and do a workout. You know, there's got to be, you need to have a permit. You can't just go do that. I know that I coached my son when he was little in football. And I coach baseball with other guys. You need permits. You can't just go onto fields. So my point is, he knew he was going to do this.
Yeah,
he got a permit. Probably knew it at least a couple days in advance.
Yeah,
no one's talking about that, by the way. People will now because no one's thinking of that. So this wasn't like he just showed up at the Falcons facility. Said, "Oh, this is not right. I don't like the way this is being handled by the NFL." Hey, guys, let's pack up the truck and let's go to that Joe Blow High School in Marietta, Georgia. That's not what happened. He knew he was going to that high school.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, I don't think that's something that's all of a sudden set up on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. in the morning that you're gonna go work out. Now, for Kaepernick, I honestly don't know. I don't know if Kaepernick really wants to play in the National Football League. I really don't. If he does, I think he probably ruined an opportunity to get back into the National Football
League. No doubt.
By the way that this all went down. Sometimes, you're not going to get it all your own way. And I understand, I don't know why media was not allowed in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Falcons practice facility. I understand the fear about you know, having NFL and NFL teams, the league that he does not trust, the league that he settled a lawsuit with and got millions of dollars from, Taz, that he doesn't want them to shape the narrative of what he did in the workout. I can understand him, you know, being fearful of that. However, sometimes in order to, I was doing my Sunday show yesterday with David Deal, and we had Steve Smith, right? Talented receiver. Yeah. You'd see him on the NFL Network. He said, sometimes you have to, in order to get a job again, you have to do things that you might not like.
That's it.
But you're going to have to do.
Yeah.
In order to get back in.
Yeah.
And that comes along with the territory. So you might not be able to have it all your own way. You're looking to get a job. You're looking to get back in the league. You're looking to be a quarterback once again. You're looking to do all these things. And honestly, you might have to do something that you might not completely like, but you're going to have to do it just because you're going to have to do it in order to get back in the league. And you know what? He's right.
He is right.
And what happened on Saturday, was a complete and utter mess. And, we talked about being a publicity stunt for the NFL, and people say, well, they're not on the straight and narrow. They're looking to try and wipe their hands and be guilt-free and, say 30, we did all we could. Well, I mean, what Colin Kaepernick turned that into was a complete and utter mess, to where it was more about his brand than was it about him getting back into the NFL. Well,
that's what I'm saying. The publicity stunt was Kaepernick.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, totally, man. And now apparently he sent the tape to all 32 teams because he wanted to have his own video, and that's the reason why. He sent the workout video to all 32 NFL teams. So, he came off, Kaepernick did, it's very arrogant almost. It's very very self-centered what he did here. Like, because I'm not, nobody uses these things to praise the NFL. But at least they set this thing up trying to do the right thing for the guy for whatever reasons. And he just made like a mockery of the whole thing and had everybody on this wild goose chase and just threw a monkey wrench in the game plan. So, okay, that's it. We're going to go 60 minutes away to this high school now. I don't like the way things are. Are you kidding me? You really want to come off like a prima donna? I mean, you really want to come off like a prima donna? Dude, you hit it earlier, what you just said here. This guy don't want to play. This guy don't want to
play. I don't know
play.
If he wants to.
I don't think he does.
I don't know if he necessarily wants to play in the NFL anymore.
Who the hell would touch him after this?
Nobody.
There's no reason. Well, by the way, Moose, he didn't even look that good, the stuff I saw. He's throwing balls behind guys. People say he's still got a zip. He's throwing a ball behind guys.
Yeah, I mean,
Carson Wentz does that.
Well, right, he does. Right, you're right about that. Yesterday. He does do that. I mean, he ended the throw with an absolute beautiful throw, but he still got the arm. I never doubted he had the arm. It's about a run on the offense. It's also, there's a lot of guys. I can get guys that are going to look good in shorts throwing the football.
Dude,
there's
some of those throws were not good.
No, I'm not saying all of them were good.
Some of them were not good. No, there's no defense. But, there's no equipment on
them. But my point being, Taz, is I could get a lot of backup quarterbacks in the NFL that are going to look good throwing the ball in shorts.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you put them into the game going up against the 11 men
different
on the
animal.
Other side.
Different
and it's a different beast. The speed of the game is too fast for them. They can't make the right decisions. They don't know where to go with the football. They're throwing picks left and right. I'm not saying Kaepernick. Listen, and that's the problem you have here, Taz. The problem you have is if you want to be critical of Kaepernick, you're all of a sudden viewed in a different way. No, you can be critical of Kaepernick the way that he handled this.
Right.
Because honestly, he blew an opportunity. He blew an absolute opportunity on Saturday to take advantage and to show his wares once again. To go through the interview process, to have this pro day, the NFL set it up, whether it be on a Tuesday or a Saturday, it does not matter. You go through the processing, you play the game.
Right. That's it. That's what you have to do. But he don't want to play the game. It's his game. It's been a couple of years, and it's still his game. It's all about him, and he's showing that. Like, it's just really – and look, I don't care. I hate to judge the guy in a glimpse, but the passes I saw him throw – I didn't think with that. They were not on point. They were not accurate. And you know what, Kaepernick? If you really want to play and you want and you don't have a defense coming at you, put a helmet on. Put a helmet on, because when you put a helmet on and shoulder pads, you throw the ball different. You see different. You have a cage in front of you. If he really wanted to do it, he knows what he's doing. This guy was a big-time Division I player at Nevada. This guy was in a Super Bowl, played for the Niners forever. He knows if he wants to show well what to do, and he didn't. He didn't put a helmet on his shoulder pads. When you throw a football, your shoulder griddle, everything, the way you move, go down the hall, that's Boomer Esiason. He'll tell you. It's a lot different throwing with a helmet on and shoulder pads than with your hair flowing through the wind and a T-shirt.
Here is Kaepernick on Saturday after the workout addressing the media. Take a listen.
Let me start by saying I appreciate y'all coming out. That means a lot to me. Our biggest thing with everything today was making sure we had transparency in what went on. We weren't getting that elsewhere, so we came out here. It's important that y'all are here. Y'all been attacked for the last 3 years. Y'all continue to be attacked. We appreciate what y'all do. We appreciate you being here today. We appreciate the work you do for the people and telling the truth. That's what we want in everything. I've been ready for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years. We all know why I came out here, showed it today in front of everybody. We have nothing to hide. So we're waiting for the 32 owners, the 32 teams, Roger Goodell, all of them to stop running. Stop running from the truth. Stop running from the people. We're out here. We're ready to play. We're ready to go anywhere. My agent, Jeff Nally, is ready to talk to any team. I interview with any team at any time. I've been ready. I'm staying ready. And I'll continue to be ready. And to all the people that came out here today to support, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. To the people that aren't here, I'm thinking of you. I appreciate you supporting from where you are. We'll continue to give you updates as we hear. We'll be waiting to hear from Roger Goodell, the NFL, the 32 teams. We'll let you know if we hear from them. Ball's in their court. We're ready to go.
He just kind of want to play. This guy, he don't want to play. You know?
Well,
come on. Stop. It took him 3 years to cut that promo. He said all this stuff. I've been ready. Where you been? Why now?
He's been working out. Well, it was difficult. I think once you had the lawsuit going down with the NFL, I think it's difficult then.
He's not throwing a ball.
You know what I mean?
I'm trying
to get a job and you're suing, you know, a radio entity. Or, you know, you're trying to get work as, say you're wrestling, right? And you're suing the wrestling company that you're trying to get a job with. I got a
lawsuit against Vince as I'm trying to get in with Vince. That's a good point.
I don't think that's necessarily going to work.
Tough.
So
that's right. Wait a minute.
just filed a lawsuit against us.
Right, exactly right.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's go out to lovely San Jose, California. Talk to Bill listening on 680 AM. Bill, you're on with Taz and Moose. What's up?
Good morning, guys. Phone call.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, phone call. What's going on, Billy?
Phone call. What's up? All right. Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Let's talk to John, our friend John. Hello, John.
Reno.com. He is John. He is John. He is John from Jersey.
It's the airwaves from here to San Jose.
Yeah, not great.
Do you know the way to San Jose, John?
No, I haven't been to San Jose.
You don't know that song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
I set you up on a tee. Do you know the way to San Jose?
I'm off my game this morning, Ty.
Diana Warwick, I believe. So please, Mike, help me out on that.
Diana Warwick?
I might have said her name wrong.
Do you know your way to San Jose?
Maybe not Diana. Donnie Warwick. What's this? Dion. That's it.
Dion Warwick?
Yeah, I said Diana Warwick. It's Dion. Like Dion Warwick.
Dion Warwick, do you know your way to San Jose?
Google it. Check it right now. John, how's it going in the house?
Good. How you doing, Taz? All right.
Yeah. All right, watch your Patriots struggle for a victory, but they got it.
Yeah, and I froze my took us off it down there in Philly at the game. Wasn't happy, I got to admit.
You go to every game, dude?
As many as I can, brother.
Good for you, man. That's cool.
Yeah, I'll be up to this week for the Cowboys. Let's go.
Yeah, you're locked in. Huh? Look at that. Tailgate. I picture the Patriot fans tailgating being really boring. Like, I just picture being really annoying.
Nah, it's actually pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
It is.
They love their own success. They tell each other how great the team is.
Yeah, they just have T-shirts with rings on it.
Just pound beef.
It's almost like going to a Redskins tailgater.
People just sobbing in the corner.
Redskins tailgated there, drinking their sorrows away, weeping.
Just drinking beers, crying in the corner at 10 a.m.
Then there's the messaging from Bruce Allen. Nothing's wrong. We're all good.
Bottoms up.
Thank you, sir. I'll have another. What's up, Johnny?
About Kaepernick, I completely agree with you guys. I mean, this guy comes off as a complete clown. I mean, he really does.
Yeah.
And, I mean, regardless of what your personal opinion is about what his issues are, and I have my opinion about it, but when it comes down to football, you're looking for a job. Where else in this country, as a potential employee, do I go to the employer and tell you how to conduct your interview? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And if you listen to all the back and forth this weekend with Stephen A. Smith and Eric Reed, Stephen A.'s right on about it. I mean, look, if you want to play sometimes, you know, you put yourself in a position like this and we can debate who's right and who's wrong. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do if you want to get back in the league, if you're looking for a job. And I agree with you, Taj. I don't think he wants to play at all. I think this guy wants to be a martyr.
He does.
And I think he wants to play that card.
Yeah, he don't want to play. He doesn't want to play. He knows better than this. He know this guy's a pro athlete, pro player, Johnny, NFL quarterback. He knows what he's doing, and he knows better than this. He knows anybody in their right mind. The Falcons set up everything for the practice facility, and then you do that. And it was, like I said earlier, it was predetermined. He has a permit. Him and his people have a permit to go to that high school field. You can't just walk on a field and work out. It's an insurance thing. You can't do that. He had this right. was set up.
Right. And keep in mind, if a team brings him in, they're going to bring him in as the backup quarterback. What other team in the league has a backup quarterback that is going to have the most publicity on the team? And, you know, Moose talks about it all the time, about distraction. And does a team want to bring this guy in? Because once you bring him in...
Hold on a minute. Moose is the only one who talks about... Hold on, John. Wait a minute. Moose talks about distractions? So, Moose, you're the only one who talks about distractions now?
No, that's not it.
That's what he said. I just heard him say Moose talks about distractions.
Well, Moose has mentioned it.
Oh, God. You made it like Moose invented...
I did not.
...people having a narrative on distractions.
No.
That's how you said it, John. We all know you love the Moose.
I know. Well, the Moose is my guy.
Shocking. We hear it every time you call. Moose is my guy. Moose is my guy. Moose and Tom Brady.
I don't say that every time.
Moose and Tom Brady. Those are your two guys. Yep.
And Bill Belichick.
And Bill Belichick. That's some trio right there.
And Tiger Woods.
Johnny, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it. You know, what? Here's the other thing that struck me weird with the whole Kaepernick thing and the motivation. We kind of broke it all down, but here's the other issue you have. You know, Kaepernick, in the way that he conducted himself, the NFL team's fear was realized because it was not about football. It was about all the other nonsense.
Right.
It was about, you know, the right messaging, having the clarity, right? Dominating that, you know, having, making sure that the media was there. And I understand the distrust you can have for the National Football League, but Taz, it was...
I don't want to put words right. When you say nonsense, I don't think you mean what he stands for, though.
No. I'm not talking about that.
I don't want people to be confused with what you're saying.
I'm not talking about I'm not talking about what he's trying to do. No, I've supported Kaepernick.
It's just his show, the way he is.
I'm talking about the fact of the dog and pony show.
I know what you mean, but yeah.
Yeah, the dog and pony show of moving it from 3 to 4 and the transparency and all that other stuff, but... You know, what the NFL doesn't want, they want a guy that's wanting to be a football player
again. Just wants
to
play. Put your nose to the grindstone and get,
you know,
learn to
play the game
play.
I love. I want to play the game I love. I want to join a team. I want to have one common goal. I want to do all that, right? Remember I told you someone tweeted out and said he's beyond the kneeling anymore. He doesn't want to do that anymore, right? Did it seem that way on Saturday?
No, it didn't. It seemed like a guy who made it about himself.
Correct, and that's my point. My point is that the NFL, they had the fears that there was going to be all about Kaepernick once again, not being about a football player, and he basically, the way that he conducted himself, realized all those fears.
It's true, and take a look, Mr. Kaepernick. Take a look at a guy named Antonio Brown, who, quite frankly, is 10 times the football player you are, okay? 10 times the football player you are, and he can't find a team.
No.
Because he's a guy who makes it about himself. And I know they're different situations. Don't get me wrong. I know the stuff that he's being accused of, Antonio Brown. But I'm just saying, as far as distractions, okay, Kaepernick is nowhere near the player Antonio Brown is. And Antonio Brown found himself chucked off teams.
Do you think 10 years from now, when this is no longer a story, right? And Kaepernick is in his 40s and, you know, it's no longer about where...
And he's doing sports radio.
Do you think Colin... He might be. Do you think Colin Kaepernick will be regretful about how yesterday was handled if he never plays in the NFL again? Do you think there will be a little bit of a sense of regret?
No.
I should have handled that differently?
No. You know why? Because I got a feeling the guy's pretty arrogant, and I got a feeling that everybody surrounding him tells him what he wants to hear. And it's kind of like these guys and these girls that are ultra wealthy, wealthy, wealthy people or big bosses in corporations. They get their ass kissed on a regular basis by the people that are around them all the time. They never get told the truth. And I think that's the case with Kaepernick. I think he's very arrogant. I think the people that are around him are just telling him what he's doing is the right way.
Right about that.
That's just my opinion, my gut instinct. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Some of those hangers-on are going to be gone at that stage, though?
They'll be gone probably by the end of the week.
No, but you know what I mean.
I don't think anyone's touching this guy. You said it last week. You're like, you didn't think any teams were going to. I thought they would because I didn't know this was going to happen. Nobody knew this
Correct.
Was going to happen.
I didn't think this would. And nor did. I thought it was coming off the legit workout. I didn't think it was going to be this nonsense that we saw on Saturday.
See, what he did was now he put it in everyone's hands. He put it in the 32 teams' hands.
Yeah.
Saying, now it's on you. Now, I did the workout. You heard him in that promo we cut.
Yeah.
You heard him in the promo. Now it's on you. So basically, now he can play victim.
Yeah.
Which when no one takes him. As their quarterback.
It's like,
their
I did all I could.
I did everything I could. What more can I do?
And he's got all the guys and gals right. around him saying, you look great in the workout.
That's exactly it. Please, I've seen this move before.
Well, and I had some people tell me, look at his body. He's in the best shape of his life. Well, if you don't remember, go back and look at some of the magazine covers that Colin Kaepernick was on. I mean, being in good physical condition was never an issue. I mean,
the guy's in great shape.
In washboard abs.
Yeah, no, the guy.
I mean, basically looked like he was cut from a piece of granite.
Well, he's 6'5". That helps.
He's spread out.
He's not a compact. If he eats a couple of muffins, it's going to go right to his waistline. He's a stretched out man. All right. 855-212-4227. He's tall. When you're tall, you can bring more calories into
your diet.
Oh, is
that right? Okay.
Yeah, you're stretched out.
I got you. You got a bigger engine.
Yeah, you're a tall engine. You got a long engine.
It's Taz and the Moose here on this Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Coast to coast, pillar to post. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose with you here on this Monday morning, and it's time now for the Sunday of the NFL. This Sunday, the NFL on CBS is highlighted by a full afternoon of games, including an NFC South clash between Carolina and New Orleans, and the Panthers with another doozy of a performance yesterday, and the Raiders on the road against the Jets. It all starts with JB and the guys on the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS.
Yeah. Looking forward to those shows. I love them so much.
The pregames.
Yeah, I love the pregames. You know that.
You're all into them.
I'm locked into them. I really am. I mean, it's just, it depends. Like, I'm a big Howie Long guy. You know, when he played, I was a big fan of his.
Mm-hmm.
But watched him on Fox, like, he's been there for years. He's been very successful. He's not, like, I want him to act like Howie Long act when he played, and he doesn't. Which would be funny now. He's probably 60-something years old. He looks great. But if he acted like a psycho, angry, mean guy that came out of Villanova.
Yeah.
You went to Villanova.
I know he did.
Villanova's not exactly known as the hotbed for
an all-time great defensive lineman, Raiders, yeah.
That's right. And I watch him on TV. I mean, I want to watch him. I want to see him like maybe.
He's a great stallion.
Just, yes. Forearm shiver, you know,
no,
Terry
what I
Bradshaw.
Mean by that, he's produced.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Players.
His athletes. Yeah. He has. He has three sons, right?
Two in the NFL,
but his other son played lacrosse at UVA.
Yeah.
See how I set you up for that?
I believe he's now part of the Raiders organization, his third son.
His third son who played lacrosse?
Yeah, really? He just helps in the Raiders organization.
From UVA?
Yeah, never played in the NFL, but yeah, is in the organization.
Yeah, just in case they want to play lacrosse, he's there, stick in hand.
Just in case, right.
You guys want today? You want to? No? No?
You want to go?
Maybe I'll be here tomorrow.
We'll throw it around tomorrow. Yeah.
He's helping out.
Oh, that's fine. I didn't know that. I didn't know he's it's amazing, these guys. Like, and it's funny how it. I guess when your dad is locked into the NFL with the Raiders, you can get a job.
Why don't we give the kid credit? Maybe he's a smart guy.
I know.
I have a bad habit.
That's a good point. No, but you get opportunity.
Yes, you do get an opportunity.
Nepotism,
but
it's a real thing, Moose.
Yes, I understand that. Nepotism. Yes,
yeah.
I understand.
My dad let me down.
Yeah. It's true. Yes, that's right.
Had a good job.
Your dad play for the Raiders?
He didn't, unfortunately. No. Didn't do radio or TV either. Which would have helped, I think, maybe.
But any field, it would have been great if you could have got in the field and got hooked
up. If I wanted to work like in the office at the phone company, that would have been great. That's where he left his legacy.
Nice.
At the old Bell Atlantic.
Oh, Bell Lanning.
Yeah.
I could picture you working at a phone company.
Thank you.
I really could.
That's where my parents met, so that would mean a lot to me.
I could see you working in customer service because you're a very personable guy. You have great pipes, you say in the biz.
Thank you for calling Bell Atlantic.
Yeah,
smart. See, that's perfect.
Verizon.
Dude, you have like a perfect.
You have a great voice for
you
that.
You do. Should be doing VOs, voiceovers.
Press
for these
one for customer service.
This is Andrew Bogus.
Press two to be disconnected.
Yeah, it would be great.
Dude, I'm telling you. Actually, I might have some work for you lined up for something doing, a platform I'm doing.
You know my people.
Yeah. I'm very minimal wage, though, I pay.
That's fine.
I'm not paying well.
It's friendship is with me.
I pay basically
expect
t-shirts.
The best.
We'll send you a t-shirt.
Right. The Taz Dojo. From 15 years ago.
That's cool.
That his wife's trying to get rid of.
Yeah.
That moths are eating.
Well, we have a gross of them left, 144.
Yeah, so it's like the tumblers of last year.
So
get these tumblers out of my house.
There are a lot
guys,
of Taz.
I got you a gift.
The guys that come by and work on Taz's pool, his wife's like, hey, grab a t-shirt. They're like, we're good.
Yeah, when the HVAC guy came by, he's like, you're giving me actual money.
Do you have any of the new ones? No, they're not in yet, but we have these.
And why are they all double X? That's all that's left.
Why are they? That's all that's left.
2X, that's it.
Right.
Well, I'm a medium, sir. No, sorry.
That thing would look like a tent on me.
Actually, I just had an idea what I could do with those shirts. Oh, wow. I'm always thinking. Unbelievable.
Press one for more Pete Bilotti.
Dude, I'm telling you, you should go look into maybe talk to your dad and try and get hooked up with the phone company.
Just in case, Plan B.
Side hustle, bro.
That's true.
Side hustle.
That's it. You got to continue. You need different revenue.
Expand
streams.
The brand.
We have Mr. Side Hustle right here, Mikey B, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Buseglia,
and I'm the VO guy for that podcast.
And you're making how much on that?
Again, it's friendship.
There you go.
Yeah.
T-shirts come later.
T-shirts are coming down the road.
I got a business card once. No food.
I mean, like Side Hustle Jones. I had a converse with him with Mike Moose yesterday. What happened was I ordered Uber Eats in the morning. And at the house. And I get this thing that Jonathan, that's what the guy's name was, in the app it says, will be there in 20 minutes or something like that on a bicycle. Like, wait a minute. It's freezing cold out. Now, Mike, you know the story. So I told you, Jonathan's probably hearing this and panicking right now. And and I'm like, this guy can't be on a bike. In Manhattan, you get that a lot where Uber Eats drivers are on bicycles.
Yeah.
And I'm, we're in Long Island here, and this is like, we're on Long Island. We have roads.
Yeah.
And this is a place that's in like Amityville, and where I am, and that's like no joke, dude, like a 20-minute ride.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's on a bike.
And it was cold yesterday.
It was cold.
And my wife's like, well, wait.
Did you get the food?
We got Vente coffees. They're going to be cold. I'm like, I know. That's another problem. On the bike.
They're going to be on the road.
Why wouldn't you just take a ride to go get yourself a coffee?
Because I was in my pajamas and my Buffalo Bills sandals and... And my Buffalo Bills t-shirt.
I mean,
Sunday football. I had my Zubaz on, my red, white, and blue Zubaz.
Did you really?
Josh Allen pillow.
Did you order coffee on Uber Eats?
Yes.
And nothing else?
Bro, I do it all the time.
Do you really?
No, not just coffee. We got a little breakfast, a little egg burrito with some bacon tomato jam on it.
Okay, then that's fine.
Ooh, that sounds
good. Yeah, and some sliced, chorizo on there.
So was it hot?
Gourmet Jones.
What, it came hot. On a 10-speed?
Let me tell you what happened. He shows up in like a Toyota Corolla. I'm like, wait, I don't know a lot about a lot of things. I know that's not a bike. That's a car. And he gets out, and I go, Jonathan. He goes, how you doing? Like, I don't know this guy from a hole in the wall because I know his name from the gimmick, the app. I'm like, where's the bike? Now, I live like in a quiet area. He's looking around like, shh, shh. He said, no. No, it's a long story. Here you go, sir. Have a good day. And like, he starts telling me about mileage. And as he's walking to his car, that's supposed to be a bike. So I asked Mikey B about what's the deal to Uber Eats charge the bike. And Mike had no clue.
No, there's a lot of times they'll say they're on bikes and they come in cars. Yeah. I don't know how they're pulling it off or how they're getting away with it, but I have seen this done before.
Don't you guys have like a union? Don't you have like a... Don't you guys be that...
What's the point? What's the pot? Well, I don't understand what... What's the angle of the same?
He doesn't know.
I don't know either, but I mean, I understand the bike if you're in a small town and there's a couple of restaurants and you're not going very far, but... Saying you're on a bike and then being in a car, I don't understand the gimmick with it, what they're doing and
there's
why
no
they're doing it.
There's no mileage gap? There's no driving limits for you guys?
No.
And you've had how many trips have you done?
701.
Holy cow.
There you go.
Since Monday.
Very nice.
He's got as many trips as, well, I have more podcasts than he has trips. I'm like a That's 720.
Close. You better hurry up, though.
But there's got to be some reason why. There's got to be a benefit to being on the bike as compared to the
car. Yeah, I know the,
I don't think Jonathan wants us to break this down right now because he was panicking.
What's Jonathan's last name?
You've opened up Pendora's box here.
He's looking around. He's like, what? Well, you're going to want to get to the, of course, Moose is going to know.
Well, I want to know what this, when he's acting like, be quiet. And not say anything.
You should have been a cop.
There's got to be a reason why. He's got to be getting more money off the top if he says he's riding a bike as compared to a car.
Oh, maybe that's it.
He's got to be making more money.
You guys diamond a guy out. Of course that's what it is.
You dimed him out.
No, I'm just telling a funny story about my real life.
What was the funny story?
That was funny if
the guy. The whole point was that he didn't want you to know that he was not on a bike.
Right, he's a liar.
He's a liar.
That's the funniest part of the story, that he's a liar?
Well, he's obviously trying to put one over on Uber Eats.
I know, and we're stooging him off.
What's his driver number?
No, I can't do that.
What's his number?
No, Mike, you're going to find out the details, right?
I'll look into it, yes.
I'm going to send an email to Uber.
I just picture you guys hanging out like at Knights of Columbus.
Jonathan delivered some breakfast to my friend Taz on Saturday morning and on Sunday morning, said he was not on a bike, he was in a car. What would be the positive? What would be the benefit to
him? What's the benefit
lying
to that, right?
And saying that he was on a bike and not a car.
Can you picture Mikey B like on a Thursday night, or he's watching football, and he goes and watches football at the Knights of Columbus with all the guys
in the Uber Den, waiting for a call.
And they just have tons of leftover food.
Sounds great.
That no one took the orders on. They just eat it.
Mike, maybe that's the way. Maybe now you start telling people you're on a bike, you'll make more money.
Yeah, I have to do it the right way, the integrity. I don't know. If I
Do you feel the need to report this driver?
Oh no,
I would report him.
I don't want to report him.
I think you should, Mike. For the good of the company.
I don't.
The good of the brand.
My wife, nice job, Taz. Way to rat somebody out.
My wife's listening, and she sent me a text, and it said a lot of the times there's something wrong with the car that didn't get approved. Something happened with insurance. Maybe there's too many miles.
Maybe it's not insured.
So they say you're on a bike, so they get in, and then there's no way for Uber to know.
Jonathan is like, son of a that guy right now. He's throwing rocks at my window.
Yeah,
no, you got to get past the gates.
See, that's the problem, though. They know
it's like
where
I'm
you live.
400 to 500 yards from the gate. So
you're great at diming people out.
I mean, you got to have an arm to
nice job
my
by
window,
you. Nice
you.
Job by you.
No, I didn't mean to dime him out. I'm just saying.
Well, you did. You told the story.
The kid gets out of the car and he's looking around.
He obviously doesn't want people to know he's probably driving a car that's uninsured.
You
should
know
not be on the road.
He might have been in a stolen car.
That's true.
No, I would say he's probably more likely it's an uninsured vehicle.
Or maybe he killed the guy on the bike to take the bike and take his Uber ride.
Taz, you're going to be doing your community a service. You're going to be getting him off the road.
It's unbelievable. You're right.
You got to get him off the road.
Yeah.
Uninsured vehicle.
This poor guy dropped off.
Save he gets into an accident.
$15 breakfast.
Save he sideswiped your car. He's like, listen, I don't have insurance. Have a good day.
You have to get into one of my garages.
Tell him I was on a bike. Enjoy the burrito.
I was on a bike.
I had that tomato bacon jam. Was worth it. Guy's getting carried off to the pokey.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. Yeah, so I just figured Mike would know, but he didn't.
Mike doesn't know.
He doesn't know. He just does his trips and
podcasts. Yeah, Mike has no idea. His car's fine.
Yeah, but
Mike's videoing as he's driving, and that's A-okay.
But
have I done that? Only when it was raining. He's
kidnapping strangers.
Right. Well, Mike has a cameraman.
Right, people say don't use the phone. Mike is actually videoing and recording himself while
Mike's
he's in the car.
He has a guy with him doing it. His dad does it for him. I don't want Mike in trouble. No, Mike's not doing that.
No, my dad is doing it.
Mike's not sketchy like Jonathan. Jonathan is very sketch.
Mike is doing magic tricks as he's delivering.
You ever juggle?
He's like, look at this.
He's doing the.
He's playing.
He's taking a rabbit out of a top hat and a red light.
He's making a taco. He's making a quarter come out.
Oh my god! No, but I do engage
out of his own ear. Yeah, and he's still ear. Every he's time like, he gets me.
Look at this!
How they do that?
And a burrito.
I do engage with Mike a lot during the weekend on Uber stuff. I do, Mike. Right or wrong? Please.
You use it all the time.
No, but I tell you what's going on.
Oh yeah, you tell me all the stories.
Did I not text you about? I text you, a bag. Tell the story about Starbucks.
Oh yeah, well, the Starbucks, you were all upset about it because they bring coffees, and this time you were just ordering coffees. You were worried that they weren't going to be able to transfer your four coffees to you, and they would all spill. And I said, I've done an Uber Eats Starbucks delivery where everything's packed in a bag, nice and tight, so you don't have to worry about spillage.
Right.
And then it so happened that you got some nice coffees in bags, no spillage. Look, everybody wins.
Of course, we found a better Starbucks in our area that does it like they do in Jersey by you. So there's the story. So I take a picture of the bag. My wife's about to open it. I'm like, no, I got to take a picture. Sent to Mike. She goes, I just want my spinach feta wrap. I'm like, listen, I just want to take a picture. Relax. And we had our Trente. Trenta green tea lemonade, unsweetened. A Trenta black tea, iced tea, that is. Trenta, you're confused, Andrew. You're looking at
I'm sorry, looking at the TV, not you.
It's yes. So anyway, it's
so here's
sports.
The answer.
Oh. Detective Malusis has the answer.
So
hang on a second. Yeah.
So Jonathan didn't want. Well, Jonathan doesn't want to go through the process of showing proof of registration and insurance.
You knew this guy was going to get the bottom of it. It's unbelievable.
Because they might not have it. So the bicycle account instead, and hope they don't get caught.
I think Mrs. Baseglia got us the info.
Yeah.
So
well, there you have it.
Yeah.
So registration or insurance. So it might be an unregistered, uninsured car.
You're hacking driving. Mike's wife right now. It's a hack alert. We call it old school Taz. You're taking her intellectual property, her concept, what she knew of.
Oh, the other
she
thing,
shared with
the other thing
and
you
you're
can
ignoring
do is,
me now.
Here we go. The other thing you can use is that you say it's a bike because you don't want to go out of your way. That's the other thing you can do. You don't have to worry about pings far from your centralized location.
Mm.
So you say you're on a bike. You're going to have close deliveries. You're not going to have to go out of your way.
Now, so maybe that's what he's doing.
That's the hack right there.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Jonathan is sketch Jones.
That was not Mike's wife's suggestion.
It was Moose's.
Wow. There you go.
There you go. There
Mike's
go.
Wife's.
Well, Moose got to be the quarterback. He's got to be. Even if there's
I was just
playing.
Curious. I was just curious why you would. Because there had to be some benefit to it. And for him, more bang for your buck. More deliveries, less travel, less mileage, less gas. You're not having to go 15, 20 miles. If you say you're on a bike on a 30-degree day, everything's going to be centrally located.
That is scamming the system.
What's the max?
That would bother you, Mike.
That does bother me. The other part with the car, whatever, but that does bother me.
What's the max distance you can go, like that they'll allow you to go?
The farthest I've gone is about 19 miles. I don't know if there's restrictions and how far and everything like that, but I've gone
19. You've got over 700 trips. You should have more info. I'm shocked.
I'm just telling you, I just do it, and I don't ask questions. Just go with the game, man.
I thought you went to Philadelphia once.
Oh, I didn't have an order there in Philly. I'm confused by the question. Are you asking where's the furthest you can go or the longest delivery I've done? You can go anywhere in the country. The furthest I've gone is 19 miles.
That's not what I mean. I'm confusing myself.
You could go anywhere and do it in the continental U.S.
Right.
No, I know that, but I'm saying when your app's on to do a delivery, what's the furthest that Uber will have you go?
And like I said, it does. The max I've gone personally is 19 miles, but I can't answer for what is the restriction.
Don't worry, Moose is looking into it right now.
No. I've gotten off of that.
To make sure
I've gone.
The
I found out my answer. Someone said they reported their driver that they came in on.
Oh my God! What kind of listen? You got to be a lowlander to do something like that. Yeah. I mean, you got to really be a slunker.
Right, just bring it up on national
radio.
The
guy's doing exactly.
But don't actually report the
guy. Don't report it. Just rip the guy on national radio.
It's like you forget people are listening and there's a record of this show.
Then you're bothered when people are trying to find out the answer. I'm curious. Go with the story. I'm like, I'm curious. There's got to be some benefit to Jonathan, the Uber driver, why he says he's on a bike.
Because you and I are
different. Shows up in a Miata.
I believe in sometimes throwing a question out to the audience and then go to break. Let them figure it out. That's me.
I got you, but
that's
we're going
to the Taz show for years.
I got you.
Just let them figure it out. It's on you. 855. That's my deal. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Throw it out there. You know what I mean? Just let it ponder. Let it float out there.
Well, I like
you
to find
get the
out
facts.
I want to get the answer. I was interested in why it benefited him. I have no idea.
Now I understand why.
That ping thing is shady. I'm not happy about that. That I don't like.
All right, Bogus, what do you got, brother?
Guys, here's your report sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. As you guys discussed to start the show, Tua Tagovailoa is now in Houston for surgery today on his right hip. Alabama still has not confirmed that Tua suffered a fractured posterior wall in addition to his dislocation. The team orthopedist said again in a statement last night, Tua should make a full recovery. Sunday night football in L.A. could have been prettier. A 17-7 Rams win over the Bears. L.A. put it on the ground more than ever before under Sean McVay. Todd Gurley, 97 yards and a score on 25 carries.
What I love the most about what Todd did is after we put the first carry on the ground, he didn't flinch. He came back, had some good, tough physical runs, made some good catches out of the backfield, and he was a big-time contributor tonight.
The Bears finish with Chase Daniel under center. We thought Mitch Trubisky was just benched, but found out post-game from head coach Matt Nagy and then Trubisky, He's dealing with a hip injury suffered late in the second quarter. The Niners erased a 16-0 hole to beat the Cardinals yesterday, 36-26. The Colts spoiled Nick Foles' return, 33-13 over his Jaguars. The Bills rolled through Miami, 37-20.
Yeah!
And the Falcons surprised the Panthers, 29-3. Atlanta has now won in New Orleans and in Carolina by a combined score of 55-12 over the last two Sundays. The New Orleans Pelicans beat the Warriors last night, 108-100. That's seven consecutive losses for Golden State. The Lakers took care of the Hawks, 122-101. And the Nuggets smacked the Grizzlies, 131-114. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
Good job, Andrew. Way to go, buddy. You're the best.
Trubisky problems continue for Chicago out in L.A. We'll touch upon that. Continue to run around the Sunday that was in the National Football League. It's As the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Certainly are here on this Monday morning, and the Sunday night affair went the Rams' way. As you got a lot of Todd Gurley running the football, lessened the impact of Jared Goff throwing it. The Chicago Bears, Trubisky, his struggles continued before, you know, he's out of the game with that hip injury. And Chase Daniel steps in, missed field goals by Eddie Pinheiro as well, as the place kicker continues to be an issue out in Chicago. But that's really not their top issue for the Chicago Bears, Taz.
No. It's not. And I got to tell you, like, for the Bears, though, like, I got to tell you, they fight hard. They fight hard. I was singing the praises of Trubisky. I was. You know, everybody else was ripping him. I remember when he came out of UNC and all that stuff. You, not so much. You weren't. I mean, I think I don't know. There was something about him I liked. It's like you watch him now. It's just, I you know what I was thinking, Moose? Does he know? He's got to hear the noise that everyone's basically saying, you know.
Yeah, well, he wanted the TVs shut off at Halas, the Halas practice facility. Remember, we did that, you know, that whole deal. So, yeah, he's hearing it, Taz, of course.
That stinks.
How do you not?
I know. That's tough. I mean, you know, but to me, the other thing, too, is on this game here, you know, Rams obviously win 17-7 over the Bears. But the thing is, like, the Rams are just not, you know. I did see though, Goff made a nice throw. He did finally make a big one. He had a big throw
to Cooper Kupp.
That was a deep throw. That was nice to see that. I felt like we went back in time a little bit.
Yeah, from 50 yards out.
That was
put
a nice
the ball
throw
inside the 3 yard line, and then Gurley ended up finishing off that drive with a touchdown run to give him a 10-0 lead, a lead that they held at half. They hold on for the 17-7 victory. And you know, the Chicago Bears aren't going anywhere this year. And I don't know if you necessarily look at the Los Angeles Rams as a team that's going anywhere this year as well. I mean, they've got to get significantly better here. I understand getting back to kind of ground and pound and running the football, which was great. I mean, but Todd Gurley still averaged under 4 yards per carry last night. I know it's a good Bears defense, but they are missing one of their best.
He did have bursts, though. He did have some
bursts. He did have
runs.
Some bursts. You're right about bursts. No, I'm not denying that. But, I mean, Todd Gurley, if you gave Todd Gurley 25 carries in the past, you know, he'd have well over 100 yards. I mean, and he had 97 now. And also the Bears are missing one of their best defensive linemen, too, who did not play in the game. So I look at Taz, do I think all of a sudden the Rams, who are really, you know, they've cleaned up their defensive woes, but they're less dynamic offensively. They're not getting the same run, the same clear. They're not having these big pass plays consistently. Their passing game has kind of taken a massive step backwards.
I agree with you. No, you're dead on, man. And like we touched on it a little bit earlier, I mean, we're going to see what they're made of come next Monday night when they deal with those Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to see.
It's going to be a fun game.
It's going to be something on Monday night, yeah.
That is. Now, for Chicago, and with, you know, look at Trubisky and Nagy, I mean, it's going to be interesting for them. You know, certainly Trubisky hears all the people crowing about his town turning play. We talked about last week. Maybe it's a case where Chicago looks at a guy like Cam Newton in the offseason. Because they've got a lot of defensively as well. That team is ready to win now.
Did we ever talk about Nagy, his sheet thing? Sheet that he hooks up for? It says BU.
No.
It's annoying.
You don't like that.
BU. And big blue. Like be yourself. Like, yeah. Stop.
We'll come
Namaste.
Back.
Namaste.
We got the three for you. It's Taz of the Moose on a Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.